This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com morning show, broadcast number 311 for Friday, March 15th. I'm Adam Pelosciotti. The ICE Futures canola market is staying steady on Friday morning amidst negative sentiment in comparable oils. Chicago soy oil and European rapeseed are both down, while Malaysian palm oil is higher in the nearby contracts and lower in the deferreds. Crude oil is also declining despite a potential supply deficit for the rest of the year. The Canadian dollar is down less than one-tenth of a U.S. cent compared to Thursday's close. The May canola contract is down 20 cents per ton at $623 even. In the United States, corn is higher, but wheat and soybeans are in the red. The International Grains Council announced its projected 2024-25 global corn crop at 1.233 billion tons, 6 million more than the previous year. Global corn stocks are also projected to be 11 million tons higher at 297 million. The U.S. Midwest is at its driest since 2003, with 72% of the region currently under abnormally dry conditions. The U.S. Department of Agriculture reported a 100,000-ton sale of old crop corn to Mexico on Thursday morning. The May corn contract is up 3 U.S. cents per bushel at $4.37. Global soybean production in 2024-25 is expected to be record-breaking at 413 million tons, up 23 million from the year before. Carryout is projected to be up 10 million tons at 75 million. The USDA's attaché in Buenos Aires lowered its production estimate for Argentine soybeans by 500,000 tons at 49.5 million due to ongoing dryness. Traders are expecting the U.S. National Oilseed Processors Association to report the February domestic soybean crush at 178.1 million bushels in today's report. AgriConsult reduced its forecast for Brazilian soybean production at 152.2 million tons. The May soybean contract is down 7 U.S. cents per bushel at $11.89. Wheat production worldwide for 2024-25 will be 11 million tons higher than the previous year at 799 million tons. However, wheat stocks will decline by 3 million tons at 262 million. Germany's wheat crop will drop 6.5% at 20.14 million tons due to rainy fall conditions and increased competition for land. French wheat conditions declined by 2 points at 66% good to excellent, its lowest rating at this time of year since 2020. ICAR expects Russian wheat output for 2024-25 at 93 million tons and exports at 50 million. Taiwan bought nearly 98,000 tons of U.S. milling wheat. The May Chicago wheat contract is down 2 U.S. cents per bushel at $5.31. The May Kansas City hard red wheat contract is down 3 U.S. cents per bushel at $5.72. The May Minneapolis spring wheat contract is down 3 U.S. cents per bushel at $6.52. That's a look at the ICE futures in U.S. markets for Friday, March 15th. In Winnipeg for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Adam Pelosciotti.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.